Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the necessity of jihad and the virtues of striving morning and evening out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we do all these various ahadith, and Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought many ahadith, and we see the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to a shaheed, a person that is martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one can only feel looking with the right type of gaze. A person is looking through lenses that are blue, then he'll see blue. If he looks through lenses that are yellow, he'll see yellow. Like that, if it's green, then he'll see green. If a person looks at the lenses of Quran Sharif and Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the amount of grace and the amount of reward and the amount of happiness that Shaheed experiences at the time of death, we did one Hadith previously, that he will actually wish 10 times that Shahadat came to him. That honor Allah Ta'ala gives him, that grace Allah Ta'ala gives him, the beauty that he experiences at the time of death is so beautiful that he will wish, nobody else wishes. Once a person goes to Jannat, he never ever wishes to come back into this world, even if he had the whole world belonged to him, everything of this world belonged, all the gold, all the silver, all the properties, all the most exclusive things of this world, sceneries and the wonders of the world, all belong to this person. The moment Allah Ta'ala puts him into Jannat, he doesn't ever wish to come back to the world. There's no person that enters Jannat wishes to come back to the world except the Shaheed. Shaheed wishes that, oh Allah, I wish to go back 10 times and I become a Shaheed 10 times again. What we learn from this rewards that Allah Ta'ala has left for a Shaheed, it's a very, very beautiful experience. What happens is when we read the media, we read the news, and we get exposed to Shahadat, sometimes in our mind we think that how gruesome. And it's natural to feel sorry, to make dua, to empathize. That is something that is natural. And it's something that Allah Ta'ala has created. However, we don't get despondent. We don't lose hope. Not at all. We don't lose hope at all. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting so many people so much of honor. And this is something that should actually make us happy in our heart. For example, we get the news that the quota for Hajj for South Africa has increased now from 2,500 to 20,000. Will anybody get sad? Nobody will get sad. We'll all get happy that Allah Ta'ala is allowing more and more people to go for Hajj. But yet when that Haji is leaving, we still will feel sad that this person is leaving us in his way. That feeling sad is a little bit natural. But we don't get depressed. We are happy. Allah Ta'ala is taking so many people for Hajj this year. So similarly, when we get news of people becoming Shaheed and Shahadat and so many people are getting martyred, then also it is natural to feel sad. But in our hearts we're happy that this year Allah Ta'ala is accepting so many people for Shahadat. Such a great honor Allah Ta'ala is giving so many people. After all, everyone has to die. No one is going to live in this world forever. But this year and now Allah Ta'ala is giving so many people Shahadat. Then with that type of outlook, with that type of lenses a person is looking, he'll never ever go into a depression. Actually, he'll feel happy and he'll make niyat in his heart that, Allah, you give me this honor also that you're giving so many other people. You also give me this honor, give me, my family this honor of Shahadat. Shahadat is something that we look forward to. It doesn't put us into a depression. It doesn't put us into a slum. What can we do? There's nothing we can do. The ummah is finished. No person doesn't ever think like that. He looks at the positives of everything. Therefore, you'll find in the ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. That don't lose hope and do not be grieved. Do not be afraid. All the time we've been told that do not go into a depression. Do not lose hope and do not be afraid. We are never ever told to lose hope and we are never ever told to be afraid. Not once we are told to become afraid and lose hope, but we are told the complete opposite. Don't lose hope and don't be afraid. Allah Ta'ala is there. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. You'll be, Allah Ta'ala is explaining that you will be victorious. You will be ahead. You will be the ones to be victorious eventually. إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. One condition is you must bring proper iman. Bring iman and Allah Ta'ala will give you the victory. So anyway, today's hadith. عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن عاص رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من غازية أو سرية تغزو فتغنم وتسلم إلا كانوا قد تعجلوا ثلثي أجورهم وما من غازية أو سرية تخفق وتصاب إلا تم لهم أجورهم رواه مسلم.
To understand the translation of this meaning, we'll first give a small explanation. This hadith alludes to three groups of people. There are three groups of people, three scenarios. The first is those who go out in jihad to fight the disbelievers and are martyred. They receive the greatest reward. Those that go out and they become shaheed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason they received the greatest reward is they didn't come back to their families, nor did they have any booty. They went out and they became shaheed. So these are the people that will get the greatest reward. The second group of people are those who are wounded and they receive no booty. They are also rewarded, but their reward is less than the first category. They went, they didn't lose their life. They got wounded in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they returned without any booty. So this is the second group. Allah ta'ala appreciates the fact that they went out, they didn't get anything of this dunya, and they came back, they got injured. So this is the second group. So one is a group that went and they became shaheed. They came back with no booty. Second is got injured and came out without any booty. And you get, so their reward also is very, very high in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they're not as high as those that became shaheed. And then you get the third group of people, that those who return safely from the battlefield, and they also get booty. So they came back from the battlefield and they got booty. This is a very, very great thing also. But their reward now is not as high as first category and not as high as the second category. So we just keep this in mind when we do the translation of this hadith, then we'll understand what this hadith is explaining. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when any group or military squadron goes out for jihad and acquires booty and returns safely, so they fall from the third category. They went and they got the booty and they returned safely, its members receive 2/3 of their rewards in this world. 2/3 of their rewards is already given in this world. Why? Because they went and they came back safely. Allah Ta'ala is rewarding them. They got their lives back. Their health is still okay. And they got booty. And when any group or military squadron goes, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving another scenario. When any group or military squadron goes out for jihad and does not acquire booty and its members are wounded, they receive their rewards in full. In other words, they didn't get anything of this dunya, so they get a higher level of reward. This category we spoke about was the second group, where they came back but they didn't have any booty. Allah Ta'ala doesn't shortchange anybody. Allah Ta'ala is fully appreciative that these people went out and they came back. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them more reward. That is what is explained here by meaning they received their rewards in full. One ayat of the Quran also gives inference, it supports this. وَلَئِنْ قُتِلْتُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَوْ مُتْتُمْ لَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Should you be martyred in the path of Allah Ta'ala or die, then verily the forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala and His mercy are better than all that they amass. Person shouldn't lose hope. There's no losing hope in this our deen. We're always happy for the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What this ayat is saying, that you didn't come back with anything. The person, وَلَئِنْ قُتِلْتُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَوْ مُتْتُمْ. A person is martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he dies in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the forgiveness from Allah ta'ala and His mercy is far, far better than all that he would have amassed and brought back. That is even better for a person. You see the beauty of Islam. When we see a person becoming shaheed, we realize that this person has got the highest reward. Should we now go in a depression for that person, or we should actually start feeling happy for the person? So we need to change our outlook, and Allah ta'ala will give us that strength. Allah ta'ala will give us that courage. We don't ever lose any type of hope. We are happy with what the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Allah is Aziz and He is Hakim. Aziz means Allah is Almighty. Overnight He can do whatever He wants. Hakim is, He's all wise. Wise. So a person has got two things. One is you get a person who is very strong but he's not wise. He doesn't use his strength correctly. But a person who is all wise and all powerful, understand that he'll use his strength and his might in a very, very intelligent way, in a very, very special way. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, a Muslim always puts the qualities of Allah ta'ala in front and understands whatever Allah ta'ala does, He does it for a very special reason, because He is all-wise and all-mighty. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.